1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 793. Sketch 1,081. Applied.
The joy of laughter. Hello, listeners. This sketch, straight in, has two people in it. Simon, you're going to do one. Alistair, you're going to do two. Enjoy yourselves.
We'll try, but...
We won't, Alistair.
Okay.
Simon, behave yourself.
Okay.
Let's bring the joy.
What day is it?
Sunday.
too much. Bring the joy down to a normal amount.
Fine. What day is it?
Sunday.
Nope.
Thursday?
No, obviously it's Sunday.
Oh, good. Got it in one.
But what I meant was that it's also the day you learn about my new cool app.
Oh. I mean, can't they both be true?
I suppose, but I invented an app.
Is it Twitter?
No, it's not Twitter.
Well, in some ways, that is a pity, because Twitter's ace. But in another way, good job, because Twitter already exists.
Mine's people who like military memorials, and the app tells you where they are.
Oh, cool.
But specifically ones with heraldic devices on.
Medieval ones?
No. I was just thinking ones that involve family crests or battalion flags featuring relevant imagery.
Fair dues.
But furthermore, only ones made out of marble.
All the good memorials are made out of marble, sure.
And finally, it's for people who sunburn easily, so my app will only list those statues which are surrounded by shady trees. I call it Arboreal Memorials. What do you think?
I think that it's actually Monday.
Oh, shit. I'll be fired again.
Wow.
I mean, I've got to say,
that is a rich sketch.
Hats off to the Tui for getting through that without stumbling. I mean, that's an amazing to deliver Arboreal Memorials without a run-up. I mean, I knew it was coming.
Without ever reading those words before.
That's astonishing work.
Thank you very much.
I'm presuming Marmorial is made of marble?
You have got it.
Thank God for that.
What's the one that's boobs?
Pardon me?
Mammary.
Yes.
Mammorial.
Oh, I see.
Oh, his boobs in there? No.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Arboreal is the shady bit, and the armorial is the armory thing?
Armorial is the
battalions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. No.
See, you learn something new every day, listeners, on this podcast. Not every day, actually. Most days you don't. But, you know, like at least like every once a month or something, there is some random fact that is of use that you learn.
A nugget. Factoid.
That's an interesting question here. Stay sticking on linguistics. What do you believe the definition of a factoid is?
Not what it actually is by the sounds of it.
Well, I've no idea. I've never used it because I've never been able to differentiate in my mind a factoid from a fact.
I feel like it's a little fun fact, not a boring fact. A little fun fact. A factoid.
Okay. It's a fact that Steve Wright knows before you do. Probably in the afternoon.
That's right. Do you know what? Did he coin it? Or did he just popularise it?
Whether it was originally him or I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Oh, a factoid means something entirely different. An item of unreliable information that is reported and repeated so often that it becomes accepted as fact.
That's most things you say, Laura. Well, I heard if you eat cucumbers and your leg comes off.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. I am a big fan of the Chinese whisper. Yeah. Is it true a swan can break a man's arm?
With its beak. It's always been the wings. I don't know whether it's true.
I thought it was the beak. Like
they've got big wings, and depends which man it is. You know, an old man.
How would it do it with the beak?
Just pecking
at it. It's like, rag your arm. It's like, take it. Well, it could like bend it. How much can they bend their necks round? Maybe it's just like... In a kid in self-defense class, they taught you this move where you like wrap your hands over someone else and then like bend their arm the other way. Maybe that's what a swan does. Like, twist you round. But no, I've said it now. But no. Okay. If a badger bites you, does it wait to hear the bone break before it lets
We've
go?
We've done this.
We have spoken about this.
And Dan Fine. Thought it
All right,
was
I'm just checking. These are factoids,
the badger's penis.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. These are factoids.
So apparently, according to someone I've just looked up who's a swan expert, swanologist, that it's not really true.
Swanology.
So, listeners, if you want to get into a fight with a swan, go for it. You got nothing on you.
Yeah, but it wouldn't the queen weigh in then?
The
she's dead.
Queen, you mean.
The zombie queen. Wouldn't the king weigh in then?
Does he own the swans or is it always the queen?
The queen's dead.
Thanks, Rich.
But do the swans get emancipated?
Is that a factoid?
The swans get manumission and the death of the queen?
No, I
don't think
they're...
the swans get manumission. That's a great phrase.
I'm pretty sure they're inherited by the next sovereign.
So, does he own all the swans? Or is that a factoid?
I believe so. Or is I think so. It may be a factoid.
Yeah, I think that's suitably enough understood. This website I've been skimming through makes a very good claim, very logical case, that although swans are one of the largest birds native to Britain, the whole nature of how birds work is that their wings are very, very, very light and their bones are very light. And so if they hit you with their wing, it would it might bruise a bit. So actually, Laura, you're probably right. You're more likely to have be seriously damaged by a swan's beak than a beat of its wings. But what about an albatross? That's the biggest bird, isn't it? Wingspan wise.
Owning swans signalled nobility along with flying a hawk.
Okay.
So were you just always having a hawk with you just to show how noble you are, like carrying an Hermes bag now? A reference lost on all of you, but maybe some of our listeners.
They used it for hunting, didn't they? Coursing with the hawk.
That's quite lazy. So they didn't have a gun, they just took a hawk and then let it...
They didn't have guns in the year 1100.
Oh, we're talking way back. Okay, fine. I thought we were talking about, like, 1800s or something.
Well, I mean, people still used hawks then, but yeah, I think it had become more for sort of show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But hawks would be deadly at catching rabbits and stuff, same way as they used dogs to catch foxes.
Oh.
Well, they don't anymore, do they? Up until recently.
I think a bunch of beagles tearing something to pieces is equally lazy as opposed to gun use.
Yeah. All you do is sit on the horse, quaff from your stirrup cup, and let the dogs do the work. And then you come back and you smear the blood on your face. That's what happens, isn't it?
This website is just how do you prove you own a swan? I don't know if that's an issue that comes up.
Do you get a license?
I don't know.
I think you have to have a receipt with your signature.
We're out.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.